For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately, but allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. Would you say that meditation is the way to a fulfilled life? And if yes, what does that mean, a fulfilled life?
There is no way to live a fulfilled life without the sense of I am. Not I am fast, I am slow, I am intelligent, I am successful, I could be more successful, I'm rich, I'm poor and all that. But that sense of presence, of aliveness is the source of everything that we look and strive for. Contentment, happiness, concentration, effectivity, silence, humor, friendliness, compassion. Everything is actually synonymous for that feeling of I am. When we reach the state of I am, we always think, yeah, of course I am. Otherwise I could not do what I am. It's not that easy. We are not aware of this presence of that super gift of life and existence in this I amness. Everything is enclosed and incorporated. What we try to find through activities, through so-called secondary projects that we put on top of it. We think we will be content and happy after we have managed to have maybe 50 cars, 5 Rolls Royces and a certain amount of money on the bank account, safety, security and everything, after I achieve something. And the purpose of meditation is to first get a sense of existence, of presence, of I am, and then discover some incredible open secret which one cannot discover mentally. It's not a thought. It's an existential, experiential feeling that comes up if you allow just this breathing, existent presence to spread out. And suddenly everything falls into place and makes sense. That's why I'm inviting to taste it, to not just understand it, but to taste it, to do it. Meditation is something to be tasted. It's like if you want to see how a certain meal tastes on your tongue. So sometimes to forget everything around and just to get a sense of presence, of I amness. Without any inclination, no direction, no purpose, nowhere to go, nothing to do, just this aimless. And then life is there to be lived. And you can follow any kind of thought you want. But the first step is that you know who is the follower, who is the one that is present and the receiver of all this, and the one that has a choice of all this.